Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's viewpoint section. Last week, a federal judge in Washington state put a temporary nationwide injunction in place to keep a Texas man from putting instructions online that would allow people with 3D printers to make their own plastic guns at home. The conflict over the 3D guns has brought the First and Second Amendments into the argument, as well as the promise and uncertainty of technology. With me to talk about it in his weekly appearance is Republic Editorial Director Phil Boas. Phil, let's start with some of the details on this, including who is this Texas anarchist who put the blueprints online?
His name is Cody Wilson. He's a guy out of Texas, and he was that guy who was inevitably going to come along and show us that you can make a gun with a 3D printer, because you can make just about anything with a 3D printer. And so this was going to happen, and it happened about 5 years ago, and he created a gun, and he made a video of him shooting his gun, and it wasn't a very reliable gun that had tended to shatter when you'd shoot a single shot. But he uploaded it onto the internet, and about 100,000 people went and grabbed it online. So it's the horse is out of the barn, as they say. But anyways, the federal government came, put a stop to that. He sued the feds. And then we had this settlement just recently with the Trump Justice Department, in which they were going to allow him to once again upload it onto the internet. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we are today.
People who are concerned about the possibility of this, is it the idea that even if at some point stricter gun laws are put into place, this is an easy way to bypass it? What are the arguments against it?
So the arguments are that you can, in your home, create a gun that is unregistered, untraceable, mm-hmm. that you can get past a metal detector because it's made of plastic, okay? The reality is that's not much of a threat, okay? And the best way to describe this is a great scene from a movie, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. They're high on this rock mountain. A posse is about to catch up with them. Sundance just wants to shoot it out, and Butch looks down below, and there's this little ribbon of river down below. And he says, "No, we can jump." And Sundance says, "No." And Butch says, "Come on, we can do this. We can do it." And Sundance says, "No," again. And he says, "Why?" And Sundance says, "I don't know how to swim. I can't swim." And Butch laughs out loud and says, "Are you crazy? The fall is going to kill you." Okay. And the point here is that the landscape that we face with guns, with conventional weapons today, is so treacherous. It doesn't even compare to these 3D guns are not going to make any kind of impact or dent in that at all. It's so easy to get untraceable guns, guns that are stolen. You know, hundreds of guns are stolen or misplaced in Phoenix every year, in Denver every year. More than 100,000 guns a year in the United States go missing. That's mm-hmm. untraceable. They're not going to be connected to the person who has them. And guess what? They're a lot more reliable than the guns you would ever make with a 3D printer.
Now, from your point of view, is this primarily because many people in general have some emotional attachment to guns one way or the other? Either they feel like this is my Second Amendment right, or there are too many guns out there. Is it because the word gun is involved? Because we've heard about people having the ability to go on the internet and make all sorts of horrible things that many of us would be scared about if they really could create them in mass quantities.
So the real fear here is long-term, and it's what we know about technology. Technology advances, it gets more sophisticated, it gets a lot cheaper, and it becomes democratized. It gets in everybody's home, okay? So to make a reliable gun, you need a 3D printer that can do metal. And that's, you're looking at beginning $100,000. You know, nobody has resources like that. No bad guy is going to go to the trouble to do that. But you hold in your hand an iPhone that has 1,000 times the computing power of the Apollo computers, you know, that were used for the Apollo space program. And that's what happens with technology. And you can conceive of a day when you have 3D printers in everybody's homes that can make anything. And when that happens, and here's the point, gun control is dead because anybody can make a gun.
We're always, whether it's the law or just as humans, we're always behind the curve on technology. People are excited about, but there are never laws in place because the next technological advance is always around the corner.
Yeah, 25 years ago, we couldn't have imagined the kind of internet crime that takes place today because we didn't understand the technology, where it was going and what it was capable of, that mm-hmm. we would be doing our banking, for instance, online. that, you know, data would get out and personal data would get out and compromise us. And that's happened, and now we understand it. And that's always true of progress. It's going to happen. So,
do you think this will be in any sort of political issue going forward? Will it come up in the sense that elections, we're going to hear about guns, or we're going to hear about plastic guns?
Well, one of the great things about the internet is the information spreads quickly. So there's a self-correcting nature to it, and we're able to take a deep breath and really look at, you know, what does this really mean? And I think that's what's happening now. So the people who were lighting their hair on fire at first about 3D guns are taking a step back, taking a deep breath, and figuring out, you know, hey, it'd be great if we could get the bad guys to get their weapons on a 3D printer, because they'll shatter on them with one shot, you know. Also, think about this, the fear about getting past a metal detector, okay? Think of 9/11. That wasn't a gun. Those were box cutters that were used, okay? And after that, we hardened the cockpit doors. We made them bulletproof. So what good is a 3D gun going to do on an airplane? If you want to kill people, there are a lot easier ways.
Phil Boas is editorial director of the Arizona Republic.